Lesson 85, The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, Part 1. In a small village in Malawi, in Africa, where people had no money for lights, nightfall came quickly and hurried poor farmers to bed. But for William, the darkness was best for dreaming. He dreamed of building things and taking them apart, like the trucks with bottle cap wheels parked under his bed, and pieces of radios that he'd crack open and wonder, if I can hear the music, then where's the band? At dawn in the fields, William wondered as a truck rumbled past, how does its engine make it go? As they worked in the fields, William's family hoped it would rain. The sun scorched the fields and turned the maize into dust. Soon, William's father gathered the children and said, "From now on, we will eat only one meal per day." In the evenings, they sat around the lantern and ate what little they had. They watched hungry people pass like spirits along the roads. Money also disappeared with the rain. "Pipani," William's father said to him, "I am sorry, you will have to drop out of school." Now William stood on the road and watched the lucky students pass by. For weeks he sulked under a tree until he remembered the library down the road, a gift from the Americans. He found science books filled with brilliant pictures. Using an English dictionary, William understood how engines moved those big trucks and how radios pulled their music from the sky. But the greatest picture of all was a machine taller than the tallest tree with blades like a fan. "Slowly," he wrote, "windmills can produce electricity and pump water." He closed his eyes and saw a windmill outside his home, pulling electricity from the breeze and bringing light to the dark valley. He saw the machine drawing cool water from the ground, send it gushing through the thirsty fields, turning the maize tall and green. Even when farmers' prayers for rain went unanswered, this windmill was more than a machine. It was a weapon to fight hunger. In the junkyard, he found rusted treasures, a broken bicycle, bottle caps, a plastic pipe, and even a small generator. For 3 days, he bolted, banged, and tinkered, while chickens squawked and dogs barked and neighbors shook their heads, saying, "What's he doing now?" His cousin Jeffrey and his best friend Gilbert soon appeared. Together, they swung their sharp blades into the trunks of the blue gum trees, then hammered them together to make the tower. Standing atop, William shouted, "Bring it up!" while the boys tugged and heaved. A crowd gathered below and gazed at this strange machine that now leaned and wobbled like a clumsy giraffe. Some giggled, others teased, but William waited for the wind. Like always, it came, first a breeze, then a gusting gale. The tower swayed and the blades spun around. William connected wires to a small bulb, which flickered at first, then surged as bright as the sun. He shouted, "I have made electric wind!" As the doubters clapped and cheered, William knew he had just begun. Light could not fill empty bellies, but another windmill could soak the dry ground, creating food where once there was none. Electric wind can feed my country, William thought.